So then this church is unrestricted, unrestrained.
好像说，那么大家就个人谁做他自己的意思咯。
So everyone can do according to his own desire.
那么这个教会怎么能生存下去呢？
And how can this church continue?
教会没有组织。
The church has no organization.
那么教会就是一片这个乱七八糟的东西。
So then the church becomes a big mess.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道，
We know this.
这个身体，
This body,
我们的肉身，
Our physical body,
不是外面的组织，
It's not an external organization.
它是生命的产物。
It is a manifestation of life.
它不是外面去组织它。
It is not something that's formed externally.
你把这个手就装在这里。
And then you place the arm on the body.
你把这个眼睛装在前面。
And then you take the eye and put it in.
你没有把它装在后面。
And you didn't place it in the back.
不是外面在那里配合的。
It's not something that is done externally.
也不是凭着外面的规条律法, 来支配它的行动的。
You don't use rules and laws to figure out how the body moves.
我们这个身体因为有生命。
But our bodies have a life.
它这个身体的组织啊，
The organization of the body
比组织的组织还要严密，
is even stricter than an external organization.
还要奇妙，
It is more wonderful.
它在那里管理好像不知不觉的。
And when it's there moving, you see that the control is something you don't even notice.
这个基督的身体就是凭着生命圣灵的律，
This body of Christ is there living by the law of the Spirit of life.
如果没有生命的律的话，
If you do not have the law of the Spirit of life,
那这个身体就没有办法来运行了。
Then this body cannot move.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见生命圣灵的律在我们里面， 那个管制 是比外面的组织还要精密。
So you see that organization of the law of the Spirit of life is even that much more stricter and better than an external organization.
有些弟兄姊妹有这样的误会。
Some brothers and sisters have this misunderstanding.
在教会里面自由。
In the church, we ought to be free.
因为主已经释放了我们。
Because the Lord has set us free.
所以个人就照着他自己以为的就可以生活了。
So everyone can live according to how he thinks he should.
这是一个错误的观念。
This is a wrong concept.
如果在地上的组织里面，你还要守规条。
In the earthly organization, you have to obey rules and regulations.
那么在基督的身体里面， 你必须受生命圣灵的律来管制你。
But in the body of Christ, you need to be under the law of the Spirit of life.
基督的身体是一个新造。
The body of Christ is a new creation.
我们记得在哥林多后书第五章17节里头说，
Know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17,
若有人在基督里, 他就是新的创造。
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过,
All things have passed away.
一切都变成新的了。
All things are new.
一切都是出于神。
All things come from God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
基督的身体是一个新造。
The body of Christ is a new creation.
旧事已过,
all things have passed away.
一切都变成新的了。
Behold, all things are new.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能记得这句话。
I would like brothers and sisters to remember this phrase.
因为这句话对认识基督的身体非常的重要。
Because this phrase is very important for our understanding of the body of Christ.
在基督身体里面, 没有旧造。
In the body of Christ, there is no old creation.
基督身体里面, 没有旧造的存在。
In the body of Christ, there is no old creation.
因为基督的身体, 完全是新造。
Because the body of Christ is a completely new creation.
我们记得在罗马第罗马书七十二章里面。
We remember in Romans chapter 12.
我们大家都很熟悉的。
We are all familiar with this portion.
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a holy and living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
然后到了罗马十二章第五节。
And then in Romans chapter 12 and verse 5,
这里怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说，我们这许多人在基督里成为一生，互相联络着肢体，也是如此。
So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another.
罗马十二章第一节
Romans chapter 12 verse 5
要将我们的身体献上当作活祭。
We ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
这个身体是多数的。
This body is plural.
因为你有你的身体，我有我的身体。
Because you have your body, I have my body.
而这个身体在这里就是代表我整个救赎的人。
And this body represents this saved person.
而为什么用身体呢？
Why use the body?
因为底下要讲生活了。
Because then later you talk about living.
我们生活是靠着这个身体。
We live according to this body.
但是这个生活实在是我全人在那里生活。
But living speaks of our complete person being there living.
所以我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，
So everyone that has been saved,
每一个被神的爱所摸着的人，
Everyone that has been touched by the love of God,
我们这个救赎的人，
This old creation,
这个救赎的身体，
This redeemed body.
我们不能再为自己活了。
We can no longer live for ourselves.
我们每一个身体都要献上。
Everybody needs to be offered up.
因为这是被救赎的身体。
Because this is a redeemed body.
不是我原来的。
It is not the original body.
已经蒙救赎了。
It's already been redeemed.
所以是属于主的。
So it belongs to the Lord.
我们把它献上。
We offer it up.
但是这样献上有什么结果呢？
But what is the result of offering this up?
到了第五节
Verse 5
他说身体只有一个。
That there is only one body.
换一句话说，
In other words,
这许多倍数的身体献上，
All these redeemed bodies offered up.
那个结果就是产生一个身体。
The result that it produces one body.
那个身体就是基督的身体。
And that body is the body of Christ.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄尼托森弟兄他这样的说
So our dear brother Washington Lee said this
他说罗马十二章
Romans chapter 12
告诉我们基督的身体
Tells us about the body of Christ
但是十二章没有告诉我们怎样成为基督的身体
But chapter 12 did not tell us how do we form into the body of Christ
你如果要知道你怎样成为基督身体的话
yeah, If you want to understand how do you become the body of Christ
你必须要去看罗马第五章到第八章
You have to look at Romans chapter 5 through chapter 8
你如果经过罗马第五章到第八章
If you go through Romans chapter 5 through chapter 8
你就达到罗马第十二章的身体
Then you will reach to the body in Romans chapter 12
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
因为我们对基督身体那个领会实在不够。
Because we lack in our understanding about the body of Christ.
我们对基督身体的领会不够彻底。
Our understanding is not complete enough on the body of Christ.
这就是造成基督身体许多的问题。
This creates therefore many problems for the body of Christ.
我们要进入基督的身体的实际。
We have to enter into the reality of the body of Christ.
我们必须要经过罗马五章到八章。
We then must first go through Romans chapter 5 to chapter 8.
罗马五章告诉我们什么？
Romans, what does Romans chapter 5 tell us?
告诉我们说，我们本来是在亚当的里面。
It said that before we used to be in Adam.
因为亚当犯罪，我们 都成了罪人。
Because Adam sinned, we all became sinners.
亚当是个旧人。
Adam was an old man.
所以我们在这个旧人的里面，我们都是旧的。
In this old man, we are all old.
这是第五章告诉我们。
This is what chapter 5 tells us.
到了第六章的时候。
When you come to chapter 6.
告诉我们说，这个旧人呢，一定要把他钉在十字架上。
It tells us that this old man needs to be crucified.
岂不知我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架吗
？Do you not know that our old man has been crucified with Christ?
我们本来是在亚当里的人。
We used to be in Adam.
我们有亚当的。旧的生命在我们里面。
We had the old Adamic life in us.
现在，这个旧人
，Now this old man，
已经与基督同钉十字架。
Has already been crucified with Christ.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
，When the Lord Jesus was crucified，
凡是在亚当里的人
，All those who were in Adam。
如果你信主的话
If you believe in the Lord,
他已经把你同钉了十字架
He's already crucified you on the cross.
因为我们的主是末后的亚当
Because our Lord is the last Adam.
在他的里面亚当的种类就结束了
In him, the whole race of Adam was concluded.
那么到了第七章里面
Then when we come to chapter 7
因为我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
Because our old man has already been crucified with Christ.
所以我们今天不应当再活在肉体的里面。
But we no longer ought to live in our flesh.
如果再活在肉体里面，就是回头了。
If we live in the flesh, we are turning back.
肉体与旧人是什么关系呢
What is the relationship between the flesh and the old man?
旧人是个客观的看法。
The old man is an objective viewpoint.
我们在亚当里都是旧人。
In Adam, we are all old men.
肉体是主观的看法。
The flesh is a subjective viewpoint.
我们每一个人都有肉体。
All of us have the flesh.
这个肉体是旧的。
This flesh is old.
所以既然我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
Since our old man has been crucified with Christ,
那么我们的肉体呢还能凭着肉体活吗
So can we still live on in the flesh?
我们不能凭着肉体
We cannot live according to the flesh.
所以我们要看见
So we have to see.
在我们里面就是在我们肉身之中毫无良善
In our flesh, there is no good.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
感谢主
Thanks and praise God.
在基督耶稣里
In Christ Jesus.
所以到了第八章的时候
Chapter 8.
既然肉体已经被致死了
Now that the flesh has been dealt to death.
现在怎样活在圣灵里面
And how do you live in life?
当你活在生命里面的时候
When you live in the spirit,
你就是在生命里面。
You are in life.
所以这是经过的路。
So this is the way.
你经过了罗马五章到八章。
If you go through Romans chapter 5 to 7,
然后你就进到十二章。
Then you'll enter into Romans chapter 5.
你把你救赎的身体献上。
You offer up your redeemed body.
你就看见成了一个身体
You see that you become and are formed into one body.
在那个身体里头没有旧造
In that body, there is no old creation.
在那个身体里头没有肉体
In that body, there is no flesh.
在那个身体里面完全是新造
In that body, everything is new creation.
一切是出于神
Everything is from God.
一切是出于主的生命
Everything is from the Lord's life.
一切是在生命的灵里面
Everything is in the spirit of life.
这个才是基督的身体
This is the body of Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们实在轻看了基督的身体
We have so downplayed the body of Christ.
我们把我们的肉体放在基督的身体。
We put our flesh in the body.
把我们的自己放在基督的身体。
Place ourselves in the body of Christ.
我们把我们以为最好的放在 基督的身体。
We think what we put in, what we think is best in the body of Christ.
不知道我们将做是毁坏基督的身体。
Not knowing that we are doing the work of destruction of the body.
今天基督的身体不能彰显。
Today the body of Christ cannot display.
就是我们还是活在肉体的里面。
Because we are still in the flesh.
我们还是活在天然的里面。
We still live in the natural realm.
我们还是活在自己的里面。
We are still living in ourselves.
这些都是 foreign objects, 是外面的东西。
These are all foreign objects.
在基督的身体里面是不能容纳的。
That you cannot allow any of this in the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
要真正进入基督身体的生活的里面。
If you want to truly enter into the body of Christ, body living,
我们必须接受十字架严格的对付。
We need the strict working of the cross.
那么我们已经说过了。
We already spoke today.
这个身体是生命的故事。
This body is a story of life.
因为是生命的故事。
Now, because it's a story of life,
生命有它的律。
Life has its law.
生命有它一定的法则的。
The life has a set of rules that designate it.
但是这个法则乃是活的。
But these set of rules are living.
是生命的灵在我们里面运行。
It's the spirit of life moving within us.
那么当它在那里运行的时候
And as it's moving,
那有它的法则。
It has its law.
我们今天早晨愿意提几件事。
We'd like to mention a few things this morning.
圣经里面给我们看见身体的律是什么。
The Bible shows us what is the law of the body.
第一
First,
身体第一个律是持定联手。
The first law is that this body holds fast to the head.
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible shows us.
神设立我们的主耶稣做万有之首。
God established our Lord Jesus as the Lord of all.
他不但做万有之首。
He is not just Lord of all.
他更是教会的头。
He is even more the head of the church.
教会乃是基督的延长。
The church is an extension of Christ.
头一切的丰富
All the fullness of the head
都有形有体的居住在身体的里面。
Bodily dwelleth in the body.
而这个身体就是这个头的发表。
And that this body is an expression of the head.
头要做什么事?
What the head wants to do.
他就记着他的身体来显出来。
And he does it through his body.
所以头和身体是合一的。
So the head and body are one.
那么今天这个身体如果要运行的话。
So today if this body wants to move.
我们看见都要持定这个元首。
It needs to hold fast to the head.
好像我们的肉身一样。
Just like our fleshly body.
我们有四肢不提。
We have four limbs.
那么这个四肢不提一直在那里运行。
And is there moving?
他们怎么运行的呢?
And then how do these members actually move?
不是我的手想要去抓东西我就去抓了。
It's not that my hand wants to grab something that it goes and grabs.
我的脚说我不愿意去。
My foot says I don't want to go.
不合作。
It does not cooperate.
没有这件事。
There is no such thing.
因为什么呢?
Why?
因为都受头的管制。
It is all designated by the head.
从头那里发出命令来。
There is a direction from the head.
那么所有的四肢不提都是持定元首。
And then all of the body are holding fast to the head.
如果有一个肢体不持定元首的话
If a member of the body does not hold fast to the head,
这个肢体就是瘫痪了
This body is paralyzed. It has lost its function.
它不但失去功用了。
It has lost, not just lost function.
它变了一个累赘了。
It has become a burden.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
这是我们身体的情形。
This is the condition of our body.
那么属灵基督的身体也是这样。
The spiritual body of Christ is the same way.
我们四肢不体怎么能运行呢？
How do the limbs and the members, move?
这个身体怎么能活呢？
How can this body live?
都是因着每一个肢体都指定元首。
It is because every member holds fast to the head.
都抓住他。
They have hold of him.
都听他的话。
Listen to him.
照他的命令来做。
Do according to his order.
没有一点的反抗。
There is no, rebellion.
绝对的胜负。
Complete submission.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
好像什么呢
it's like what?
好像我们身体里面有神经的系统
it's like our body that has a nervous system
这个神经的系统啊它管理我们全身的肢体
our nervous system controls our whole body
这个系统啊是从头来管理的
and this system starts from the head
所以圣灵啊就像这个神经的系统一样。
So the Holy Spirit is like that nervous system.
他在那里把头、把基督的这个旨意啊，就运输啊到我们每一个肢体里面。
So he takes what is the in the head and then transmits it to the body.
他不会对这个肢体啊有一个引导。对那个肢体有一个相反的引导。
He will not lead one member this way and another member another way.
因为只有一个灵。
Because there's only one spirit.
这一位灵就是代表基督。
This spirit represents Christ.
基督是元首，是绝对的主权。
Christ as the head, he has absolute authority.
圣灵在我们里面代表元首。他的权柄也是绝对的。
The Holy Spirit representing the authority of the head, his authority is also absolute.
所以在教会里面
So in the church,
在基督的身体里面
In the body of Christ,
第一个律
The first law,
就是持定元首
is to hold fast to the head.
如果我们不持定元首的话
If we do not hold fast to the head,
或者有必要的来代替这个元首的话
or if there is someone that replaces the head,
你就看见这是致命的伤
so you see that this is a fatal wound
今天我们人不喜欢听权柄这个名词
today man does not like to hear this word authority
尤其在美国
especially in the United States
你如果提到权柄他就反抗
If you speak about authority, he will rebel.
你念这个字，他就反抗。
When you say this word, he will rebel.
我们是自由的。
We are free people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但是在宇宙中，第一个原则就是权柄。
But in the universe, the first principle is authority.
神是权柄。
God is authority.
人不是权柄。
Man is not authority.
神是权柄。
God is authority.
而他的权柄是绝对的。
Yet his authority is absolute.
恩典是第二个原则。
Grace is the second principle.
恩典是为着帮助我们来顺服权柄。
Grace is to help us to submit to authority.
所以权柄和恩典是同时相互的。
So the authority and grace, they work together.
神是权柄。
God is authority.
我们是背叛的人。
We are rebellious people.
我们不愿意顺服。
We are not willing to submit.
我们不能顺服。
We cannot submit.
但是圣灵把恩典给我们。
But the Holy Spirit has granted us grace.
因着恩典，我们能顺服。
Through grace, we can submit.
所以没有一个人能夸口。
So no man can boast.
我顺服。
I submit.
我们没有一个人是顺服的。
None of us are submissive.
按照我们的天然，我们都是叛徒。
According to our natural man, we are all rebels.
听见权柄就反了。
When we hear the word authority, we want to rebel immediately.
是恩典。
It is grace.
是主的恩典。
It is the Lord's grace.
叫我们能服下。
That we may be allowed to submit.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要记得。
We have to remember.
好像我们的你弟兄他这样说。
Just like our brother Nee, he said this.
他说你到教会的里面。
When you go into the church.
第一件事。
The first thing.
学习顺服。
Learn to submit.
不是第一件事看我是不是权柄。
Not to look at where I can find authority in the church.
是不我是权柄。
That I am the authority.
乃是说我要顺服。
But I have to submit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是我们要过身体的生活第一个原则。
This is the first principle that we need.In order to have body living.
第二
Second.
身体的合一
The unity of the body.
圣经告诉我们说肢体虽然多
The Bible says that even though there are many members,
人是一个身体
There is just one body.
一个身体
One body.
但是有许多的肢体。
But there are many members.
基督也是这样。
Christ is this way too.
这是一件奇妙的事情。
This is an amazing thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
We all know, brothers and sisters.
我们身上的肢体都是不同的。
Our members are all different.
那就是你的左右手。
Just as your left and right hand.
看看完全一样。
It looks like they're same.
但是可能你的左手比你右手大一点。
But maybe your left hand is a little bigger than your right hand.
哦，有的人是右手比左手大一点。
Some right hand is bigger than the left hand.
没有一个肢体是一样的。
No member is completely alike.
并且每一个肢体的功用有不同的。
And every member has a different function.
在世界上面。
In the world.
如果不同的话。
If you're different.
就不能合一了。
Then you cannot be one.
那么你要做不同的合一的话怎么办呢
Then how do you cause the difference to become one?
那就要去统一去。
Then you have to do the work of uniting.
这个就是独裁了。
So this is what a dictator does.
你们都是不同的。
You're all different.
但是你们要与我一样。
But you have to be like me.
所以我统一你们了。
So I unite all of you.
你们都得照我做。
You have to do everything according to what I say.
这是世界的法。
This is the world's method.
但是神的作为奇妙。
But the ways of God are mysterious.
他不用统一来叫我们合一。
He doesn't use this way of uniting.
我常常听见人说。
Some people say this.
我要像 Madame Guyon 一样。
I want to like become like Madame Guyon.
但是弟兄姊妹 ，Madame Guyon 只有一个。
Madame Guyon, there's only one of them. God doesn't want you to be Madame Guyon.
因为神叫你做另外一个自己。
Because God wants you to be another member.
我们每一个人都是不同的。
Every one of us are different.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神能从那么许多的不同里边变成合一的原因。
God can in this all very different members form one body that is united.
这是合一的原因啊。
This is the reason for the unity.
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
这是神的作为。
This is God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不要以为说因为我们不同所以我们不能合一。
Let us not think that because we're different we cannot be one.
反而我们要看见我们的不同是我们合一的原因。
But you have to see that our differences actually make us one.
那么这个怎么做呢
Then how can you do such a thing?
这个就是以弗所第四章所告诉我。
This is what Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
以弗所第四章给我们看见。
Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
我们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
So what we do and what we say needs to be worthy of our calling.
那么我们蒙召是蒙召做什么呢
Now what we are called to?
我们是蒙召做一个身体
We are called to be a body.
做基督的身体
To be the body of Christ.
那么你要与蒙召的人相称怎么相称呢
Now how can you be worthy of your calling?
第一件事
The first thing is this.
要积累保守圣灵所赐的合一
That you may hold on to the unity of the Spirit.
你要 diligently 尽力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
You are to diligently to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
那么圣灵所赐的合一是什么呢？
What is the unity that the Spirit provides?
这个合一是在神格的里面。
This unity is in the Godhead.
一个身体。
One body.
一个经。
One baptism.
一个灵。
One Spirit.
一个主。
One Lord.
一个信。
One faith.
一个喜。
One baptism.
一位神就是我们众人的父。
One God who is the Father of all.
所以你就看见说。
So you see this.
每一个信主的人。
Everyone that believes in the Lord.
都有圣灵的合一。
All have the unity of the Spirit.
我们在父神里面是合一的。
That in the Father we are one.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our Father.
我们在主耶稣基督里是合一的。
In Christ Jesus we are united.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
我们在圣灵里头是合一的。
In the Holy Spirit, we are one.
我们是一个身体。
We are one body.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这是每一个蒙恩得救的人都已经有的合一。
This is what all of us that have been saved already have this unity.
这是身体合一的基础。
This is the foundation of the unity of the body.
那这并不是说
，But this doesn't mean.
因为有圣灵所赐的合一。
That because there is the unity of the Spirit,
我们就统一了。
Then we are unified.
不是。
No.
因为虽然我们都有这一个圣灵里的合一。
But because we have the unity of the Spirit,
你在真理的领会上个人不同。
But in this matter of truth, you may be.Have different ideas.
我们有一本圣经。
We have one Bible.
但是我们对圣经的领会，每一个人都是不同。
But our understandings of the Bible are all different.
不但程度不同。
Not just in this matter of level.
并且那个包厚也不同。
And also the content.
有的人他对于圣经比较有广泛的认识。
And some of us have a more extensive understanding of the Bible.
有的人对于圣经的认识不过是片面的。
And some have just a general understanding of the Bible.
有的人认为受洗啊是可以用滴水的。
So some people believe that when you baptize, you drop the water.
有人说你一定要 immerse, 要受浸。
Some say you have to be immersed.
我们个人对于圣经的领会不同。
Our understanding of the Bible is all different.
我们都相信圣经。
We all believe in the Bible.
但是我们的领会不同。
But our understanding may be different.
所以我们在真道上还没有合一。
So in this matter of the knowledge of the truth, we're not one yet.
同时我们对于基督的经历也不是合一的。
And our experience in the Lord is not the same.
你有的人经历基督已经很深了。
Some people have already experienced Christ deeply.
有的人经历基督像个婴孩一样。
Some experience him just like an infant.
个人的经历不同。
Everyone's experience is different.
我们对于圣灵的经历也是不同。
Our experience of the Holy Spirit is different.
那么弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
我们这些的不同还在那里。
So the differences are still there.
那怎么能合一呢？
Then how can we become one?
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们在圣灵里的合一。是相同的。
And this matter of the unity of life is the same.
你是天父的儿女。
You are the child of God.
主耶稣是你的主，也是我的主。
Our Lord Jesus is your Lord and my Lord.
圣灵，同一的圣灵在你里面，也在我的里面。
The same Spirit is in you and in me.
所以我们在基督里是一体。
So in Christ, we are one body.
现在呢
Now,
我们还有许多的不同在哪
We still have many differences.
那怎么办呢
What do you do?
所以你就看见
Then you see,
需要交通
You need fellowship.
虽然不同我们有相同的地方
Even though we are different, we have commonality.
所以我们要彼此交通
So therefore, we need fellowship.
你不要因为你有你特别的看法。
Don't think that because you have your own perspective.
所以你不能与其他弟兄姊妹交通。
So then you cannot have fellowship with others.
因为你有其他的做法。
Because you have a different method of doing things.
所以你只能与同样做法的人在一起交通。
You can only have fellowship with those that do the same methods that you do.
我们的交通是全身的交通。
Our fellowship is a fellowship of the whole body.
你想想我们的主
Think about our Lord.
当他在地上的时候
When he was on earth,
他与他的门徒交通
He had fellowship with his disciples.
这个交通容易不容易呢
Is that fellowship easy?
他常常叫不通
Sometimes it was not that communication did not go through.
他在那里讲属灵的事门徒领会是无知的事情
So he was there speaking about spiritual things. They were understanding physical things.
那么主说叫不通就不通了
Now the Lord said, if I can get through to them, I have no fellowship.
那就不交通了。
Then no fellowship.
没有这件事。
There was no such thing.
他还交通。
He continued to fellowship.
借着交通把他的门徒带到他那边去。
Through fellowship, he brought them before
God. 但是门徒要打开他们的心。
But the disciples had to open up their hearts.
如果你有成见的话。
If you have some...preconceived
a thing 那就没有办法
then you cannot have fellowship
所以我们虽然有不同
even though we have differences
我们的基础是相同
our foundation is the same
我们要打开我们的心
we have to open up our hearts
不要至于与我们一样看法的人在一起
don't just stay together with those that have the same views as us
要与众圣徒交通
You have to have fellowship with all the saints.
彼此学习
To learn from each other.
要有谦卑的灵
To have a humble spirit.
如果这样的话
If we do it such a way.
照以弗所第四章十三节里头怎么说
Then what does Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 say?
我们就达到在真道上和认识神儿子上的合一
Until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
这样我们就长大成人了。
Then we grow up to become a man.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
你就看见圣灵的灵在基督身体里头运行的时候。
So you see that when the law of the spirit of life is there moving,
我们虽然多人是一个身体。
Even though we are many members, we are yet one body.
那么第三点。
The third point.
第三点就是彼此联络。互相供应
And that principle is that we are connected together to minister to one another.
这一个是身体的原则
And this is the principle of the body.
神给我们个人有不同的恩赐
God gives to each one of us our individual gift.
神不要我们每一个人做口
God doesn't want all of us to become out.
如果都是口的话就吞人了吃人了
So then, if you're just mouth, all you do is eat.
手不能对脚说我用不着你。
The hand cannot say to the foot, I don't need you.
我能拿东西。
I'm going to get stuff.
你不能拿东西。
You cannot get stuff.
我不需要你。
I don't need you.
如果那个东西远一点你就拿不到了。
So if that thing is a little further, you cannot go and grab the thing.
你需要脚来帮你对吧
You need the foot to help you.
我常常说我们吃东西都没有思想
I often say when we eat we do not think about it
如果想就吃不会吃了
If we think about it then we do not know how to eat it
你在哪里吃东西怎么吃的呢
When you're eating what, how do you eat
你究竟用哪一个肢体所吃的呢
How do you which member do you use to eat
你就用舌头吃呢还是用牙齿吃的
Do you use the tongue to eat or the teeth to eat
你用嘴吃呢还是用面积在吃吃
Or the mouthOr something else.
你究竟怎么出发的
How do you eat?
你的牙齿在哪里帮忙
So your teeth is there helping you?
你的舌头在哪里帮忙运输
And the tongue is there doing the work of transporting?
把应当放在后面去就磨它的就磨到后面去了
So those that need to be moved to the back to be chewed, you move it to the back to be chewed.
如果没有舌头你这个手就要去拨它了
So if you don't have a tongue, you have to use your finger to move the finger
那是你咬了去手了嘛
So then you'll bite your finger.
不行的
No, you can't do that.
所以你就看见了
So you see this.
每一个肢体有不同的功用。
Every member has a different function.
不能轻看任何的肢体。
You cannot look down upon any of the members.
一个小小的肢体不能缺少。
Even the smallest member you cannot be missed.
一个小小的肢体也不能自暴自弃啊。
So this small member cannot also become discouraged.
你在哪里说?
You say,
因为我不是眼睛。
Because I'm not the eye.
不是耳朵,
I am the ear.
我在后面,
I am in the back.
所以我不属于这个身体,
I do not belong to the body.
不行的,
no.
如果都是眼睛, 从哪里听呢?
So if you all eyes, where do you hear it from?
我们所有的肢体, 神都给我们恩典和恩赐。
For every member, God has granted a portion of grace and a gift.
神要我们彼此联络，互相供应。
God wants us to jointly supply each other and minister to each other.
没有一个人能自私。
No one can be selfish.
如果我们自私的话，我们就死了。
If we are selfish, we will die.
没有一个人能单枪匹马的。
No man can go out solo.
我们需要。
We need the body.
我们需要身体的供应。
We need the provision of the body.
今天许多弟兄姊妹,
many brothers and sisters today,
在教会里头做教友,
they're just churchgoers.
他们没有发生功用。
They have no function in the church.
叫基督的身体受亏损。
So that the body of Christ suffers loss.
所有一千两银子的人都要拿出来。
All those that only have one talent have to lay forth what they have been given.
不要说我只有一千两，我把它埋在地里。
Don't say that just because I only have one talent, I bury it in the ground.
让两千两、五千两的人去共用。
Let those that have two talents and five talents to exercise and do the work.
今天教会的困难就在这里。
The difficulty in the church today is this.
问题都出在五千两的人手里。
The problem is always with those that have five talents.
也出在一千两的手里。
And also with those that only have one talent.
普通二千两的还可以。
The two talent ones are doing okay.
你知道这是穆迪先生讲的话。
This is what Brother Moody said.
穆迪先生在他的会议里面，
and our brother Moody said in his meeting，
他请了许多有名的这个传道人来，
he invited many famous preachers，
他常常介绍他们，
and then he would often introduce them into the meeting。
他说：“我不过是两千两的人。”
He said, "I am but one with only two talents."
这些是五千两。
These have five talents.
因为他是一个皮匠，卖皮鞋的。
Because he was a buyer and seller of shoes.
他没有什么学问。
He was not a one with great
knowledge.
But he was greatly used by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
盼望我们大家都能起来好好地服侍。
May we all rise up and serve the Lord.
对不起, 过了时间了。
I'm sorry, I used up the
time. 借昨天的时间。
I'm borrowing yesterday's time.
第四。
verse number four, the last one, the restraint and protection of the body. We look at our own body.
这个身体里面呢，有约束在哪里？
In our bodies, there are things that restrain our body.
我的每一个肢体不能照着自己的意思去做。
Every member cannot do according to his own will.
如果我的眼睛看见远远一个东西，
if my eyes look at something at a distance,
我没有办法去拿它的。
I cannot go and go grab it.
我受我其他的肢体的约束。
I am restrained by the rest of the members of the body.
如果我跌倒了,
if I fall,
我受我其他肢体的保护,
I am protected by the rest of the members of the body.
所以你就看见,
so you see this.
这是身体的美丽,
this is the beauty of the body.
我们不要以为所受约束,
don't think that to be restrained means to be completely bound. We need to be restrained in order that we may not just be loose.
否则的话,
otherwise, we become loose.
许多的事情你要做,
anything you want to do.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters do not agree.
那你怎么办?
Then what do you do?
那我就离开弟兄姊妹,
and I will leave brothers and sisters and do it myself.
有人这样说,
some people say this.
我只要主与我就可以了,
I just need the Lord and myself. This is the most spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这种受灵是虚假的,
this spiritualness is fake.
我们需要主,
we need the Lord.
我们也需要弟兄姊妹,
we also need brothers and sisters.
我们需要约束,
we need restraint.
否则我们无法无天了,
otherwise, we become lawless.
不错, 当我们受约束的时候, 我们觉得为难,
even though when we are restrained, we feel some challenge.
但是这是神的训练,
but this is the training of the Lord.
叫我们能站在我们该站的地位上,
so that we may stand on where we need to stand.
不是成就我们自己的旨意,
not to there being fulfilling our own desires.
是成就,
to fulfill God's purpose.
同时,
and at the same time, the body is a protection. Don't think that the church doesn't need it.
尤其在今天这个时候,
even today,
教会这样的荒凉,
the church is in such desolation. Yeah, in the church, you feel that you are greatly misunderstood.
倒不如你自己一个人在家里好,
why not? Better for me to stay at home.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
人脱离了教会,
if man leaves the church,
就脱离了保护,
then he leaves protection.
像以色列人在旷野行走的时候,
just like the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness,
他们如果离开了营,
if they left the camp,
在荒野里就倒闭,
and they would fall in the wilderness.
这个营是他们的保障,
this camp was their protection.
所以我们需要教会的保护,
so we need the protection of the church.
尤其在今天这个时候,
especially in this day and age,
属灵的征战是那么的凶猛,
spiritual warfare is so intense.
我们一个人没有办法抵挡,
we cannot fight it ourselves.
我们需要弟兄姊妹一同来抵挡,
we need the brothers and sisters together to fight against the enemy.
所以以弗所第六章告诉我们,
so Ephesians chapter 6 tells us,
乃是教会穿上全副的军装,
the church needs to put on the full armor of God.
不是个人,
not individually.
是教会穿上全副的军装,
the church that needs to put on the full armor of God.
在磨难的日子能为主站住,
so that in the day of trial, may stand for the Lord.
并且把主的旨意通行,
and then may allow the will of the Lord to be fulfilled.
感谢神,
thank and praise God.
基督的身体是宝贝的,
the body of Christ is precious.
巴不得弟兄姊妹,
may brothers and sisters,
我们宝贝,
let us cherish such a body.